Every masterpiece begins with a single brush stroke, just like every project starts with a simple idea. Are you ready to explore what lies at the heart of project management? If that's you, then stay tuned. If you're new to this channel, I go by the name of ED for you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, What is a project in project management? Again, what is a project in project management? If you're new, have a 7-point framework after these 7 points. That's it. I may throw in a bonus today because I'm feeling kind of great. I'm feeling amazing. And I think I need to over deliver today. First point in the 7-point framework is the birth of the project. We're about to have a baby here. See, look, a project is born when an idea emerges. Basically, when you look at this family, you have to understand that projects are mostly born when there's a problem that is needing to be solved, or there's an opportunity that we can succeed, that we can seize, or we have to fulfill a need. Those really are the 3 points that I kind of look at when I look at a project. And most of the time, some people will fire up a project and it's really a program, or I should say, not a program, but more operational work instead of a project. And I'm going to probably do a video series on project versus program versus portfolio, because these are all different. These are all different ways of how a project can be led. So I may go into that soon, probably a whole series on that. Point number two, define scope. So a project is characterized by a well-defined scope. What does that mean, ED? That means that it outlines what needs to be achieved and what's not going to be achieved, and what are the boundaries. We're talking about boundaries. Yes, don't cross this line. That's the boundary for me. If you cross this line, then we're probably going to have some issues and concerns. And that's what the scope is. So what a scope, when you look at a scope, it's the details. It's really the meat. Meaning, you know, if you look at it, when you make a sandwich, the most important part of the sandwich is the contents that's going inside the sandwich. So when you make a decision like, hey, I'm going to have me a turkey sandwich, you're going to get the turkey meat to put inside the sandwich. And that's what the scope is. It is the meat of what we're actually going to be doing. Anything outside of that, that can lead to scope creep. Anything outside of that, that can lead to goal planning. These are two terminologies that, again, if you've been watching me, I actually have videos dedicated to those terminologies. Let's move to point number three. A project is a temporary endeavor. Listen, family. This always tickles me when someone says, "Oh, you know, I'm about to lead this project," and I'm like, "Okay, great. Does it have a distinctive beginning and end date? No. Is it temporary in nature? No. Okay, then you don't have a project. What you have is an ongoing operational type deal here. So you probably want to take that approach versus a project, because a project, it has a distinctive beginning and end date, as well as it's temporary in nature compared to ongoing operation activities. So family, always keep that in mind as you're getting ready to lead a project, or if someone fires up a project and says, hey, okay, the project charter is complete. We've initiated. We're ready for the project manager to join. Awesome. All right, let me look over everything. Let me look at the business case. Looking at the business case, this is not a project. I'm sorry. This is more of ongoing operations. Maybe we should get some people here that do the operations day to day. But if it does have a distinctive beginning and end date, and it's temporary, and is a temporary in nature compared to ongoing operations, then we definitely do have a project. Let's move on to point number four. Here's a point. This is another aspect of a project. Project has unique deliverables. What does that mean, ED? Each deliverable is a unique product, service, or result in which sets apart from your routine or your ongoing or your daily activities. So always keep that in mind as well. Again, family, I'm going to say that again. It has a unique deliverable, meaning whether it's a product, whether it's a service, or a result. Because sometimes we forget about the result. Sometimes we just focus on the product and service, but we don't think about the result aspect. And all of these three components, they have to be separated from your routine type activities. Point number five, the defined resources. Now, I have to be honest here. If I'm going to put on my honest hat today and put it on my honest hat today, when it comes to defined resources, I do wish it was more, this was true. But a lot of times, family, when you're leading projects, you may have what they call divine resources, but the divine resources may be stretched over across all different aspects of the business, meaning they may be working on other projects. They may also be working and also at the same time handling their day-to-day ongoing, I'll say traditional activities that you will have on your day-to-day job. So, but there have been situations where I've worked on projects where this is all they do. They don't do any other day-to-days, or it's this project. They're focused on this project. All of their attention is focused on this project. They're allocated for this. They're not doing any other work. And it's very important when you have those type of resources. This is when the project gets really fun, because you know that there's no distractions. A lot of times we can get distracted because you have your day-to-day. So you got to keep up with your day-to-day stuff. And then you also have other projects that you may be engaged in. So you got to keep up with that. But when you have a single focus, that's why I like that book by Gary Keller called The One Thing. The One Thing he talks about, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but you need to go pick up that book. I'm recommending that book, is because he really focuses in on the aspect of there's no such thing of multitasking. And I was like, no, whatever, Gary, I don't believe that. You can multitask, because I've done 13 things at one time. But the point is when you do those 13 things at one time, imagine if you just did one thing at one time, meaning those 13 things, you're splitting up your time. Time is the only resource that we don't get back. And because we don't get back that time, if you're splitting up your time on these 13 different resources, instead of saying, all right, I'm going to focus on this item. Once I finish with that item, once that's the definition of done, I had to throw that in there, a little agile terminology, but scrum terminology, excuse me. But once we get that done, boom, then we'll move on to the next thing. And I'll be honest, family, I am still a work in progress with that, because I will have a tendency to think, hey, I can do 13 things at a time. But when I do follow that principle of, once we finish this item, then we'll move to the next thing. And once we finish that, we'll move to the next thing. Because what'll end up happening, family, you'll have 13 things in motion. I don't know why I'm using a 13, but it just sounds like an interesting number. But you'll have all these unfinished things that are not done. And you're like, well, dang, man. I mean, I've been really working hard today. Like, why haven't I completed anything? And you have all these 13 things that are open. So that's why it's important, family. And again, I'm a work in progress, so I'm not going to point the finger at you unless I can point them right back at me. And I am pointing back at me, family, because it is important to focus on one task at a time and get that completed. So I say all that to say the whole defined resource aspect. It's important when we are working with people, time, budget, materials. The whole objective is aimed at a specific goal. Complexity varies for point number six. So what does that mean, complexity varies? So there's been projects where the complexity has been very challenging, and then there's been projects where complexity has been null, I mean, next to nothing. And what happens here, family, is the complexity is really going to be based off of the number of resources involved, the financial piece, like how much is your budget, the time that you have to get this to market, the risk and issue. So there's a lot of aspects. So the more complexity in the project, just know your triple constraints, the iron triangle or your triple constraint are going to be under attack. Point number seven, life cycle journey. Listen, a project follows a life cycle journey, and it moves from various stages. What is the life cycle journey? I'm so glad that you asked. We also call it the project management life cycle. It consists of five stages. Those five stages consist of initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, And of course, my favorite, and probably yours once you went through a project, is closing. Reason why these are important to follow this framework. Now, again, I always want to challenge the system. You may find yourself where you're in the journey where a project has already been initiated and you're picking up in the planning stage. So the reason why that framework, I call it a framework of having, initiating to closing, you still may pick it up in the life cycle of this journey, maybe in the monitoring controlling phase. Maybe you may have the opportunity to be the project manager that picks it up at the beginning before any of the activities except the business case and charter are completed. And that's the case, being able to be adaptable in that situation. And I told you, sometimes I'll have a bonus. Here's your bonus. Clear objectives. What does that mean? Listen, when you are leading a project, we need to be, crystal clear on what the actual objectives are. What are we trying? What are the tangible outcomes we are trying to get? You heard me say outcomes, not results. Outcome. What is the product or the service or the result that we need in order for this project to be identified and defined as a success? So family, I'll leave you with that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, if you haven't picked up your copy, pick up your copy of the Magnetic Project Manager, pick up 100 of them, pick up 10 of them, pick up a million. Just go and pick it up. Until next time, I'm out.